Judge Honorable Vice President. I'm honored to be supported at this time. I'm from the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection. Our government is, has been committed and is stupid matter to fighting sexual gender-based violence in this country. And there are a lot of strides that have been made. One of those were the first for us to pass the Domestic Violence Act in 2019. And we also, this year, amidst the COVID-19, there was this huge conference, which was an anti sexual gender-based conference that was held, and the roadmap came from there, which we have incorporated to fight sexual gender-based violence all over the country, not only Mosulana. But of course, Mosulana has the highest rate, and so we usually draw in Mosulana. But there are a lot of awareness going on, because the roadmap has the time bomb, it's time bomb. We have a timetable that is attached to the roadmap, and we want to ensure that those timetables be achieved. It's not just another document that's just sit down after a long deliberation. So the government has been very forceful in ensuring that the roadmap takes this stand. Where we had the first conference of this kind, the first conference on sexual gender-based violence, and the president announced a state of emergency on rape. Now we have shown a lot of awareness and we incorporated all stakeholders, especially the communities that these cases come from. We include the communities, and we are working with communities and having CSOs or several organizations already in the zero communities and the government as a whole. The task force from the government, the ministerial task force, has been coordinating all of these activities to ensure that we reduce or we eliminate sexual gender-based violence in our country. And of course, you see that on the table, we are in a connection or collaboration with the Ministry of Gender, Justice, and Internal Affairs. So, I want to say thank you again for this opportunity.